Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Friday, April 29th, 2022. I'm Rich Straffolino. The South China Morning Post sources say China will hold a symposium with the country's largest tech firms after Labor Day to assure executives that the government plans to ease its crackdown on big tech. Prior to the symposium, the government will reportedly hold a joint regulatory meeting to put all regulators on the same page with this new direction. At a meeting of China's Politburo on April 29th, the government said it will normalize control over the tech sector and design measures to support it. Snap announced a mini drone with a 12-megapixel camera called the Pixie. There's no controller or SD card for the drone. Users use a camera dial to select from pre-configured flight paths for float, orbit, or follow. The drone takes off and lands from your hand. It ships this summer in the U.S. and France for $249.99. Snap also announced new in-app AR fashion destination in Snapchat called Dress Up. This will let users do virtual try-ons in Snapchat, and Snap launched tools to let retailers integrate the tech into third-party websites and apps. Snap also announced a multi-year partnership with Live Nation to create immersive AR concert experiences through Snap's Arcadia Creative Studio. Amazon added support for audio streaming for hearing aids, or ASHA, on the second-generation Fire TV Cube, making it the first streaming media player in the U.S. to support it. This allows compatible Bluetooth hearing aids from Starkey to receive audio from streaming services, apps, games, or Amazon's voice assistant. The Central African Republic has become the second country, after El Salvador, to adopt Bitcoin as legal currency. The country uses the French bank Franc CFA as its paper currency. The Franc CFA is issued by the Financial Cooperation in Central Africa as part of the Economic and Monetary Community of Central Africa. It's also used by Cameroon, Chad, Republic of Congo, Equatorial Guinea, and Gabon. The move to adopt Bitcoin is seen in the CAR as a way to gain financial independence from the influence of France over its currency. In its Q1 earnings, Roku reported active user accounts increased 14% of the year to 61.3 million, adding 1.1 million since last quarter. Overall, hours streamed in Q1 grew 14% to 20.9 billion. Platform revenue, which includes ads and content deals, increased 39% in the year to $647 million, but its hardware player segment fell 19% in the year to $86.8 million, with unit sales down 12% on the year. Apple earned $1.52 per share in Q2 on revenue up 9% of the year to $97.28 billion, both beating analyst estimates. On the earnings call, CFO Luca Maestri warned that supply constraints could impact revenue next quarter between $4 billion and $8 billion. iPhone revenue grew the slowest, up 5.5% in the year to $50.57 billion. Services revenue grew the fastest, up 17.28% to $19.82 billion. And the only business under analyst estimates was other products, which includes AirPods and Apple Watch, up 12.37% to $8.81 billion. Reuters sources say Elon Musk already has a new Twitter CEO lined up to lead the company. Until the sale goes through, CEO Parag Agrawal is expected to remain in the role. A report by researchers from the University of Washington, UC Davis, UC Irvine, and Northeastern University claims that Amazon and third parties collect processed transcripts from interactions with Amazon's voice assistant to send to advertising partners. This data is used to infer user interest for ad targeting on Echo devices and the web. Amazon confirmed it does serve targeted ads on its smart speakers, but does not share voice recordings with developers. NVIDIA updated its GeForce Now app on macOS to now natively support Apple Silicon, offering improved performance and lower power consumption. The updated app also displays server-side frame rates in the streaming statistics overlay. Ahead of its expected phone this summer, Nothing released a minimalistic Nothing launcher for Android, available on the Galaxy S21 and S22, as well as the Pixel 5 and newer Pixels, with OnePlus support coming soon. It includes three Nothing widgets and the ability to make icons and folders. Activision Blizzard shareholders overwhelmingly voted to approve the $69 billion sale of the company to Microsoft. The deal still needs approval from the Federal Trade Commission. Epic Games acquired Bandcamp last month. Now Epic filed a motion for a preliminary injunction to stop Google from removing Bandcamp from the Google Play Store. Digital music sales had been exempted from using Google's billing system, but a policy change requires apps to use Play billing as of June 1st. The Verge passed on a report from WA Beta Info that the Android beta version of WhatsApp includes a screen indicating the app is working on supporting users using the same account across multiple phones or tablets. The screen shows registering new devices as a companion through scanning a code. It's unclear when this feature would launch or if it's coming to iOS. And finally, Xbox and Bethesda announced they will hold a summer game showcase on June 12th at 1 p.m. Eastern. The event will feature upcoming titles for Xbox, PC, and Xbox Game Pass. Remember, for more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to Daily Tech News Show at dailytechnewsshow.com. You can find show notes and links to all these headlines there as well. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time. And from all of us here at Daily Tech Headlines, remember, have a super sparkly day.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone. My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe came along and changed everything. With Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. Now I can accept in-person, contactless payments right from my iPhone. No extra hardware required. What's truly remarkable is how I can cater to all of my customers' payment preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe ensure a smooth checkout experience every time. And it's not just me. Stripe helps businesses of all sizes, from local markets to global retailers, scale quickly and stay agile. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.